Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Brothers and sisters, thank you again for your presence. Thank you for keeping listening these shows. Tonight I want to present you a show dedicated to the South American worshippers, people that have a history of slavery. And I mean actual physical bondage, a lot of things, but also in spiritual. But I want to dedicate this show to all those that change the perspective of life and look or the real God. People that once were slaves of deceptions, fallen angels, then slaves of men, slaves of religious people. Tonight I want to dedicate this show to all native South and Central American indigenous people that are looking, are worshiping, are struggling in this life to worship, to serve the real God. That's why I start the show with the pan flute, and I want to put some more songs with this beautiful instrument that comes from that part of the globe. I want to tell you, my brother and sister, that God has a plan for your countries. God does not forget how many times you were deceived by those that should help you to find Jesus. So I thank you once again for listening our shows, for all our brothers in America, also in North America, that are praying for this movement of God that is coming to free people from all kind of bondage, religious bondage, familiar bondage, political bondage. It is for you, it is for me, if you wish to be free. So this, all this show is dedicated for you. As we, as a real servant of God, we desire to see you free from all the lies that Satan has put above your shoulders. And he deceived a lot of your ancestors with the coming of the fallen angels. So join us. Keep praying, keep worshiping the Lord, as God is faithful. God did not forget his promise for those that were in Egypt, and will not forget your suffering, your continuing praying, until he sends his angels to reveal you all the glory of the kingdom of Yahushua, Jesus the Christ, that you now are looking to serve. May the Lord bless us all, and let the Holy Spirit flow on this beautiful song that tonight we will be sharing with all of you. I challenge you, try to find which hymns are this one. Some are new, and are a little bit older, but love all of them, try to share the glory of God. And the Lord bless us all in Jesus Yahushua name. Amen.
sonhos estão em ti. Não posso deixar de te ver. Seguro em tuas mãos estou. A tua palavra me diz pra eu não me guiar pelo que vejo aqui. Vivo pela fé em ti.
Out of this boat and then on the
weather the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone, into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is, and he's holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I've tried before and failed. The way they keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win. You never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Just a sling and a stone, surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors, shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name and they laughed at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you'll never win. You'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory.
sofrimento. Basta somente esperar o que Deus irá fazer. Então ouve, simplesmente ouve. Tá chorando, ouve. Precisando, ouve. Tá sofrendo, ouve. Não importa, ouve. Seu louvor invade o céu. Deus vai na frente, abrindo caminho, quebrando as correntes, tirando os destinos. Ordena aos anjos pra contigo lutar. Ele abre as portas pra ninguém mais fechar. Ele trabalha pra o que nele confia. Caminha contigo de noite ou de dia. Erga suas mãos, sua bênção chegou. Começa a cantar com muito louvor.
Com muito louvor, com muito louvor, com muito louvor.
Father, we thank you. We praise you, Lord, for being our rock, our salvation, our hope in times of trouble. We praise you, Lord, because we know that you are real. You have power in your word to change every circumstance. And in this moment, Father God, we go to your presence. We take this issue that your children have brought to our knowledge. Father, we pray that you show your power, your mercy, your tenderness in the life of Joe and Beth. And you put your hands, your healing hands, over their minds. Lord, in Jesus' name, we live by faith. We live because we have hope in a living God. We feel the life of that God inside of us. And that is the life that we are asking now for you to transfer and to fill this life, Joe and Beth, with your healing power, with your eternal life. And let your name be glorified in this issue, Father. When all the hopes of this world end, we still have hope in one God of wonders. One God that has declared to his prophets to prepare the way, because he was coming. He was coming to free us. He was coming to deliver us, to cast out the prince of this world, and he did, with his own power, with his own strength, with his own determination, with his own blood. So we go boldness into your presence, Father, not believing in our justice, not believing in our power, but in the power of the one that is living in us. No more us, but you in us. The power of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, that Yeshua promised and gave to everyone that believe in his name, that put his strength, his faith, in his hope in the name of the King of Kings. So, Father, we agree, because we believe in your instructions. We agree in the same faith in Yeshua, that you will hear this prayer and you will answer. And your name, and only your name, will be glorified in the life of Joe and Beth. And we praise you for every decision you make in your time, in your wisdom, that the enemy will be defeated and only your goals will be achieved in our and in the life of Joe and Beth. We praise you, Father, and we take you by faith in Jesus' name, and we say amen. Amen. Brothers and sisters, once again, thank you for joining on this walk with the Lord by faith. Sometimes in our lives, it's like we can't see the way out or the circumstance. We live surrounded by voices of people, even from spirits that only try to steal our devotion to God, saying that we are being punished, God is not faithful, God does not heal. And we forget that Jesus, even being the author of the faith, he also have left for us instructions about patience. Sometimes we live surrounded by some circumstances that make us forget that Jesus, he makes decisions and puts sometimes their children in situations that if for them to choose, they would not choose to pass. But when Jesus, when God decides to put us in some dangerous situation, it's not because he has forgotten what he has promised. He wants to teach us another thing. And he doesn't see only the pain that we will have to endure. He will see the result, the end, the aftermath of that process. When his time, when in his time, he will fulfill all the promise. Brothers and sisters, this is a hard lesson that I had to learn by myself. As a child, I thought that our Father would not let me fall, hurt myself. But you see, even we as humans, when our children start to grow and start to want to walk, we know by divine instruction that they will have to learn how to walk. They will have to fight for getting the confidence to one day are able to walk without thinking, naturally. But in the first steps, there will be times where they will fall, they will hurt themselves. As a father and a mother, we take care of them, but we will not be able, human, in human perspective, to stop them from fall every time. There will be a time in the, when they, the baby will fall, will hurt, will cry, but that will not be enough if you take some measures to make him quit to learn to walk. And Father God is the same, has the same wisdom for us in spiritual terms. Sometimes he doesn't answer immediately. Jesus said if he always answers immediately, should the Son of Man found faith on earth when he would come again? When Jesus left Lazarus die, he could avoid the death. But there was a plan given by the Father to that life. On that spectacle, other lives would convert. It was necessary the suffering of that woman to see his brother die, or later they endured, remained faithful even when Jesus was dead on the cross. They never forget what they did with Lazarus. So every fight that we are having now, if you're a true worshiper of God, do not be deceived by religious spirits in human forms or invisible that try to put you down, to make you go away from the faith in our celestial Father. God is not punishing. God has a plan to make you grow, for you to start believing, trusting, resting in him in all situations. And even when it takes a life, you better believe that if you put that life on the altar of God, God just removed that life from here because he knew that life would be lost if that life would stay here. All things that happen in a life of a real believer, worshiper of the Father, contribute for the kingdom of God, for the gathering of souls to His glory. Even the physical death, which doesn't mean that God does not have the power to heal. The problem is that God always will respect the free will of the human being. And if God knows that somebody will lose their salvation after being blessed, after knowing the power of God, a good father would not let his son go again to be eaten by wolves if he knew he was not smart enough to fight the wolves and prevail. So I want you to remember this. Sometimes God heals, sometimes God takes to Him. But always God hear your voice. God is a king. He made decisions thinking not in 70, 80 years here, but thinking in preserving you to live with Him for all eternity. I want you to keep this, that me and you are being worked, prepared by God in all good works of the Holy Spirit. Not only faith, but patience, kindness. We are being molded like a new vase. And when we have struggles, we must ask God His mind, His eyes. If there is sin in us, God will show. And if we are looking for the deliverance, God will give us repentance. We will change our ways. But sometimes it's not sin. It's just the plan. It's just the teaching of a father that will let you fall, hurt you. But He wants for you to rise again and walk, learn to walk by faith. God is not far. He is near. If you ask the Holy Spirit, you will see that He speaks with you every day. Sometimes He uses the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes He can use a person. Sometimes He can use another kind of thing. But when is God talking to us? When He brings His daily manna, the fruit is that you feel the peace. So do not be scared if the desert is long. God was in the desert with His people. Sometimes we walk when the clouds raise up and start moving. Sometimes we must wait and we must just rest, mount the tents, and rest, enjoy the presence of the Lord in our life. This was the teaching, the preparation of the people of God. We are in the desert here, but we are not alone. God has already cast out the prince of this world. Jesus said, it's time to judge the prince of this world, and he will be cast out. Satan was thrown out of heaven. The only pleasure he has now is to conquer the souls here, to make them sin, to steal the faith, to take them with them to hell. But you are wise. God has given provision enough to know this. So enjoy the desert. There are dangers. Yes, there are. But remember this. Danger is real. But fear is an option. fear of that danger, it's an option. You can surrender to the fear, or you can surrender to the faith in Yahushua. He said he would come to guide us in all the truth, and he will come. Maybe not in our time, or in the time we wish. I believe that Daniel, if he had to choose, he would not want to be thrown on the lion's den. Even his friends on the furnace. But God was there. And after that trial, after that storm, what a joy, what a faith those men and all that those that were witness of that miracle have gathered to the rest of their lives. So just rest. Stay strong and continue to praise and preparing the way of the Lord until He manifests physically as He promised to all the world. Just pray that you will be achieved working on the vine with fruit in your hand. Do not surrender to fear, to the sadness, but grow in the faith. Use the circumstance that God brings to grow in all the good works and all the good virtues of the kingdom of God. Let's praise our Lord.
Come on, church.
Hooray!
Hooray!
Let the world sing a new hallelujah. Can you get excited, church? From Africa to Australia, from Brazil to China, from New York down to Houston. Come on, give me all the praise.
Arise, let the church arise. Let love reach to the other side.
Okay, brother, the fight is raging. Dark forces are not happy with these shows. Serves only for us to train how to kick their butts. Okay, let's pray for your children, Wally, because the scripture says that children are blessings of God to us. And if you serve the Lord, God has a promise for you. He has promised that you and your serve and your house will serve the Lord. It doesn't matter if they are far, if the enemy is raging against them. They are blessings from the kingdom of our Holy Father to you. So you have to endure, reclaim, remember the devil, who these souls belong to. Because you are not a bastard in the kingdom of God. You are a soldier, a warrior. You have put your children in the altar of God. So I will only pray that you remember this, that God fills you with this faith, with this conviction that your children may have to fall, may have to be hurt, but at the end, the last one to smile to be you and our King, because God never loses a battle. So let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we put the children of your warrior lobby in the altar now. Long to God. We rebuke in Jesus' name all the goals that the enemy is trying to achieve on their lives. All the spirit of division, discussion, envy. Father, in Jesus' name, let all the things at the end just bring more glory to your name in their lives. Let all these struggles teach them that without you, without the God of their mother, they can't resist. Let all these things serve only for a purpose of teaching them to worship you better, to know you better, and give your peace, Father, the peace above all understanding, to the heart of this mother. Let her be filled with your power, with your wisdom, with your mind, and let her see the end of all things. The things that he has to do, she has to do, give her your wisdom in the right time for her to do, and then give her your rest, Father, because I know that you are faithful. If we are faithful to you, there is not one word that you have promised that will not be fulfilled. So in this hour, we agree, trusting in your word, trusting in the price that you pay for all of us, that you will answer more than what we are asking now. And in the end, we all rejoice with the victory of this family and the fruits for all coming generations to your kingdom, to your own glory, and to our joy that the world will not be able to steal. And we agree, we pray, and we praise you, Father, in Yahushua Jesus Christ's holy name. And we say, Amen, Amen. Hello, Josh. Welcome to the gathering. I pray to you that you can feel the strength of the Lord also in your life. Doors will be open to you. A new beginning for a great warrior that has been prepared to walk very closely to the Lord, has to learn what is the life without Jesus, for enjoy the real life that only can be found when we walk close in the ways of the Lord. Do not fear of falling and hurting yourself, because Lord looks for hearts like yours. Simple hearts, honest hearts, tamim, completely sincere to him. Don't worry what the men say about you. Don't worry what the men think. Focus on Jesus, because the experience that you are having, it's not only of a called one. God before you know him. And that river will take you to the throne of the grace. Judgment, yes, but grace. Grace above grace to your life. If you don't give up. If you don't give up to love Jesus, and if you don't exchange his glory for the glory of the man. For you walk, I pray that the Lord continues blessing your health, continues to surprise with the coming of the Holy Spirit to your life. And soon we will be sharing more victories in our health, and we'll be making the enemy's kingdom tremble more. For you, Fire, welcome again to the family. Hope your work goes well. Have a blessing evening. You know that I am willing to have you live soon on a show to share your story, the struggles that you are having, how you are resisting the wolves in cheap clothes, these guys that pastors that only wants to bless your wallet. how you are exposing an account on there is something that I like almost so much like the Lord. Of course, I like more the Lord, Jesus. I love more the Lord. But very closely to that love and devotion that I have for Yahushua, it's the pleasure that I have to expose these reptiles, these guys, they're pastors. Well, you know what I mean. These crocodiles, these guys as human beings that eat money on breakfast, eat money on lunch, eat money on dinner, and when they go to bathroom, they are praying to God that they can throw out money too. But they forget that in heaven, there will be no money. So let them collect their money from the blind one. You, brother, are called out of Babylon. You are a warrior, not a cripple. You don't depend on men. We love the men, but we depend on God. So I hope that you enjoy the rest of the show. I will be passing now a very, very, very beautiful song in Portuguese. It's called My Little Boat. I start passing this, the letter, the lyric of this song a little bit earlier. It was not for that song, it is now for this one. It talks about trials, comparing our life at times with a little boat. But as you will see, it has a great wisdom on these lyrics. I hope that you enjoy. I will put the lyrics here, and then I will pass again only with the flute for you if you want to sing it. So enjoy the rest of the show. It is for you. I know that the Lord is happy because we are here in His honor. Not honoring man, not honoring any ministry. We are all brothers. There is no titles here. There is only genuine love for salvation of each other. And when we will see, when we will meet each other over there, up there, oh, what a joy it will be. Finally, embrace our brothers and sisters that we have known as fire, cold, lobby. Oh, what a joy it will be to live all life singing and watching and embracing our Lord. May the Lord bless us all. Enjoy in Jesus' name.
muito carinho, quero chamar para cantar comigo essa linda canção o meu irmão Moisés Cleiton.
É um prazer para mim.
O vento balançou meu barco em alto mar, o medo me cercou e quis me afogar.
Mil à tua direita, mas tu não serás atingido. Se o vento soprar contra a tua vida, clame o nome de Jesus e ele te socorrerá.
That's it, brother. Sometimes we forget the envy, the rage that this world has against all those who have received Jesus as his king in their lives. The enemy hates, and it does everything, for Jesus does not reign in our life, because he knows when Jesus is in our boat, in our life, every scheme, every goal that he raises against us, Jesus will expose him, frustrate him. And that's why he hated. We have received a power to become a new creation. We are no more crippled creatures. We have power in our mouth. We have power in our expression, in our attitudes. Everything we do or say on this world echoes on the spiritual world, will echo for all eternity. And that's why Satan uses these guises to try to control us without we understanding that we are being controlled by spirits that are not coming from our Father. Well, disguised. But once you are with your eyes open about this, you only remain slave if you want. You only remain slave of fears and doubts if you want. I will tell you a little bit of one of the biggest struggles in my life. Was when I was with a depression, right in the first year where I was serving the Lord, I was fighting against ghosts in my head. Kind of my ex-former bride that we have separate our ways after I decided not to follow and marry on the Catholic Church. She had put me a lie in my life where she invented a story that she had a boyfriend on the path who died on a motorcycle accident. And I was in love with her. At the same time, I was suffering because I was fighting against demons, and I do not even knew that was demons. I was always comparing myself to a ghost. I could not answer what the demons were putting constantly in my head. If he was alive, should your bride choose you? It was so deep, so dark. It was a mental illness that I was with pills and I couldn't rest. I didn't have joy in my life. I was in a hole without knowing the way out. And I did know it was a lie. Just later God delivered me. But first, I had to learn the power of the name of Jesus. Because when I got to the bottom of this hole and I was falling completely on empty life without joy, because I didn't have that hand, I couldn't resuscitate that guy that I didn't even knew it was not real. I only knew later, after I wasn't having a lot of pills in my life just to stop thinking. Jesus guided me to use my name. He talked inside of me. It was the first and the biggest experience in the name of Jesus. After 1.5 years in pills without real solutions, I said to God, okay, God, I will use your name. You have the power. I believe that you have the power to heal my life. And I use in Jesus' name, I put that depression on the cross. In 1 week, my brother and sisters, I stopped taking the pills. And I was even under the lie. But it was a spiritual fight. It was a cloud over my life, my mind, 24 hours a day, for stopping me to see the sun of this life. Lots of fights that we have can be defeated with the name of Jesus by faith. So I invite you to experience the deliverance in just trusting the name of Jesus and declare it loudly for the demons to hear. I rebuke all the spirits that are tormenting my life in Jesus' name. And you will see the difference. After I stopped taking the pills, 2 weeks later, I found it was a big lie. That's when our pets went out. So when the man says there is no solution, that's when God says, somebody call me. I'm here. Use me. Trust in my words. Use my name. Use my Holy Spirit, and I will give you a joy that this world cannot experience. That's when you start walking above the waters. That's when you start to learn how to be focused on Jesus Christ. Let's hear this song again and sing, Father, in Jesus' name, protect my boat. My boat is yours.
tribe and nation as they were walking, singing songs of deliverance. For going on before them, a little lamb was leading, and I could hear him singing songs of deliverance. Where are the chains that bound me, the cords of my oppression? Jesus the Lamb has loosed them. He's my deliverer. My heart cries, Abba Father, for he has led me to you, and I can hear you singing songs of deliverance. For out of Egypt you have called your sons, your daughters, that they might be a witness to your saving name. Bound me, the cords of my oppression. Jesus the Lamb has loosed them. He's my deliverer. My heart cries, Abba Father, for he has led me to you, and I can hear you singing songs of deliverance. For out of Egypt you have called your sons, your daughters, that they might be a witness to your saving name. So Father, I am walking. Lord, can you see me walking? Oh, my deliverer, I am following the Lamb. For out of Egypt you your daughter, that they might be a witness
ya no quiero luchar, ya no quiero pelear. Hago a un lado las armas en las que confiaba y te dejo ganar. Me ha vencido tu amor y tu buen corazón. He venido a rendirme a tus pies y decirte te doy el control. Vengo hasta la cruz a rendirme. Si quieres hoy recibirme, vengo a caer y a decirte por siempre eres tú mi Señor. Hoy te entrego las riendas de mi corazón. Me cansé de pelear y tu amor evitar. Me di cuenta que pierdo si gano esta lucha contra la verdad. Hasta aquí me alcanzó mi obstinada razón. He borrado la raya que me separaba de tu bendición. Vengo hasta la cruz a rendirme. Si quieres hoy recibirme, vengo a caer a tus pies y a decirte por siempre eres tú mi Señor. Hoy te entrego las riendas. Vengo hasta la cruz a rendirme. Quieres hoy recibirme, vengo a caer a tus pies y a decirte por siempre eres tú mi Señor. Hoy te entrego las riendas de mi corazón. Thank you. minha adoração. Como oferta de alegria derramada a ti, subam a tua presença, a expressão do meu louvor, como fruto dos meus lábios, que confessam o nome Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
It's to our God.
Every praise, every praise,
every praise.